right, gang. This is Allison Chase with Rock 100.5, the legendary cat, and I'm sitting here with Aaron Crumb Savage. All right, brother, we're going to do Nitro Circus tomorrow! Yeah!
We're going to do Nitro Circus tomorrow.
It's going to be awesome.
Remington Raceway.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, tell the fans what is going to go down tomorrow night.
What's going to go down tomorrow night is the most exclusive Nitro Circus live show ever performed. It is a group of the world's best action sport athletes performing simultaneously BMX, FMX, choreographed routines of their biggest and best tricks. Not only that, we got Daredevils doing contraptions, which are basically anything with wheels. You send them down a giant ramp off a huge jump.
We're talking little kiddie cars. We're talking bathtubs.
Yes.
We're talking, what else you got?
I got a sofa chair. Actually, that's my seat.
The recliner?
Yeah, it's fun.
You got a nice cold beer in your hand while you're doing it.
Oh, I need one.
What about one of those hats without the beers on each side?
I need one of those too, but no. You know, it's I'm a little too scared. I got to keep between the lines or it's a bad day for me. So I save the cold beer for after the show.
There you go, brother. That's the responsible thing to do, especially when you're flying as high as you guys are.
This is very true.
That's insane, man. Okay, Nitro Circus has been, how long have you guys been touring and doing this?
We've been touring for 6 years. The brand's been making videos and TV shows and general media for over 10 years now.
Godfrey and Pastrana started that, and there was one other person who else started that. Was it
Jeremy Rawl?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was started in between.
The garage?
Very organic. It was the backyard back in Maryland and the backyard out in Salt Lake City, Utah, actually. And they came together, and it was just a group of guys that really wanted to take impossible things and make them possible. So they started doing that, and there's a lot of crashes and excitement when that happens, and it turned into Nitro Circus, and it's become the biggest action sport show in the world with the greatest action sport athletes. We got all the guys, if you ever watched X Games, all the guys that get the medals, those are the guys that ride in our shows. We got Jackson Strong just came home with best trick medal from X Games. He's in the show tomorrow night. Jared McNeil just won 2 gold medals. He's in the show tomorrow night. James Foster, medals in BMX bike race, doing the biggest trick in BMX tomorrow night. So the show is full of these amazing athletes, and then the Daredevils, and then we get people out of the crowd. We got kids, and we're doing big prize giveaway for kids. We're bringing them down into the show. It's a lot of fun for everyone.
This sells out everywhere you go, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've been everywhere. We've been
around the world.
Yeah, probably 3 times now, and we've sold out Madison Square. We've sold out London O2. We've sold out Paris. And we're in Oklahoma City tomorrow night, so you can come see a world-class show in your backyard.
We're going to be over at Remington Park Raceway, and the gates open at
6 o'clock. The gates open at 6, show starts at 7 o'clock. We still got tickets available, so get them at nitro.live.
Or you can go to remingtonpark.com, or you can go to cat.com, because I have it over on the Concert Keeper set up for you guys as well. You guys are nuts, man. I bet it's a lot of fun to hang out with you guys on a personal level, isn't it?
You know, we do have a lot of fun. It's like this giant slumber party that just went for like 10 years, and we're still all here, so it's been fun, and we've probably had more fun than we should have had, but, you know, it's hard to stop when it's going good.
How many bones have we broken, Aaron?
One, two, I think 5 maybe. But my broken bone wasn't my worst. I dislocated my wrist completely off of my arm. It was just hanging on by the skin about 2 years ago.
Oh my God.
My jacket went into my wheel on my tricycle. And I landed on concrete from about 12, 15 feet in the air. And that was the end of my left wrist. So I had emergency surgery that day. It was in Australia. And they actually, the surgeons literally took all the bones out of my wrist like a jigsaw puzzle, screwed 2 of them back together, stuck them all back in, and strapped the ligaments back on and pinned it all in place. And it's been about 2 years recovery. It works. It's in working condition. Let's put it that way.
It seems to be moving all right over there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Is that the worst anybody's ever gotten hurt? Like, what's the worst?
No. The worst is as bad as it gets. It is that level. And the truth is there's extremely high consequences if things go wrong. There's a very small window, a very small margin for error with the show. That's what makes it exciting. And that's what's, you know, some people get really a lot of anxiety watching the show because there's real risk on the line. But the guys are professionals, and they spend hours and days and years practicing and building up the skills they need to not make mistakes. But when it does happen, yeah, there's severe injuries. It's an unfortunate part of what we do.
Have you ever had anything tragic happen that I haven't heard of? Did anybody get
We had a very tragic story. Actually, it's an amazing story. There's actually a documentary coming out on NBC next Sunday, the 10th at 2:30 Central Time. It's called Never Say Can't, the Bruce Cook story. And Bruce Cook was a up-and-coming FMX star from Canada who in our show had decided to step up and be the first guy in the world to double front flip an FMX motorbike, which is, I mean, it's a trick. It's an impossible trick. Like I said, the Nitro Circus loves to make impossible things possible. He steps up to this trick in the show in front of 15,000 people, and he crashes bad, and he ends up paralyzed. Oh. And it happens in front of everyone. And it wasn't anything fun. It was a very unfortunate and horrific night for all of us to be part of. But Bruce Cook, being the man that he is, he said in the ambulance that night, he will never have a bad attitude. And he didn't. And then he came straight out of surgery and said, not only am I going to ride my dirt bike again, I'm going to backflip my dirt bike again. And he went on a 1-year quest and practiced and did all the rehab and built a new bike, slightly modified for himself, and became the first human being, the first paralyzed paraplegic in the world to backflip an FMX motorbike.
Man, that state of mind will take you places, won't it?
Yeah, he went above all the odds. And the good news is, Oklahoma City, he is here tomorrow night with his motorcycle.
Insane, man. That's going to be really cool.
And he's ready
cool
to turn
story.
Upside down.
He's
going to be performing that trick, that backflip. The only guy in the world that's ever gone through what he's gone through and came out the other side, still riding his bike. It's an unbelievable story of perseverance.
What an inspiration that guy is, man. Bruce, you go, buddy. That's awesome. That's really cool. Well, we have taken up a lot of your time here, Aaron Kroom. Savage. I do appreciate you guys coming by. I'm super stoked about the show tomorrow night. You guys need to go check it out. Remington Park Raceway is where it's going on. And Aaron, you are going to hook them up out there in Catland right now, brother. You want to?
Let's hook them up.
Let's hook them up. We got backstage tour meet and greet at Nitro Circus tomorrow for you and three of your friends. Isn't that pretty cool? And you guys are going to get to go tour around the back. Is that right? And meet everybody. Yep. Yeah,
we'll bring you down on the floor, show you the set, meet the athletes, see what really goes into these shows, and get a real behind the scenes look at Nitro Circus.
This is VIP Nitro Circus style, kids. This is a really big prize right here. So why don't you go ahead and hit me up, text me Nitro to the number 512 the cat. Text me Nitro to the number 512 the cat. Tent Texter is going to be hanging out with the crew from Nitro Circus tomorrow night live. Travis Pastrana, Aaron Kroom, Savage, and the rest of the crew. We're going to have a good time with you guys tomorrow night. I'm so stoked for you guys. It's going to be so cool. You guys coming back through again, right? When are you coming back through Oklahoma City again?
I do not know when we're coming back, but we have had a great response from the crowd here, so I'm sure we'll be back within a couple years.
That's awesome. You got to come through quick, and try not to do it on a Friday night.
A Friday night? That's when everyone wants to come out and you know, watch a good show.
Man, some of us got to work on a Friday night. That's not fair. I'll catch you next time, though.
Yeah, you catch it next time.
All right. That's a wrap, kids. Thank you very much for coming in, Aaron. And you guys, I'll see you at the Nitro Circus tomorrow night. Well, I won't see you. They will.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Allison Chains.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and give me some sound bites on that? Hey, this is, and say your name, and you're listening to Rock 100.5 The Cat.
This is Crumb from Nitro Circus.
And you're listening to?
Oh, sorry. I thought we were going small. And am I going Cat 100.5?
Just like it says right there, 100.5
The Cat. 100.5 The Cat. Mm-hmm. Got it. It's hit me from the top again. I'm sorry. I'm handicapped.
Say, this is.
Oh, yeah, this is. And then
you're rocking out
the cat.
Rock 100.5 The Cat.
I got it. No, I'm dyslexic. I got to put everything where it goes.
You want to write it backwards for you?
100.5 The Cat. Okay. I'm ready.
Let's do it, Crumb. Come on.
This is Crumb from Nitro Circus on one on. Fucking 101. I want to throw the zeros in there. I'm going to fix this for you, Allison. I'm going to do this time. This is Crumb from Nitro Circus on 100.5 The Cat.
There you go. Yeah, I'm rocking out with Allison Chains from The Cat.
Yeah. This is Crumb from Nitro Circus rocking out with Allison Chains from The Cat. That one sucked. I'll give you a better one. Fuck you. God damn it. Okay. This is Crumb from Nitro Circus on 100.5 The Cat, rocking out with Allison Chains.
Okay. Yeah.
That was, I think that was pretty good. Was that solid? Does that work, Allison? You want some more?
Dude, go ahead. Give it to me, kid.
This is Crumb from Nitro Circus, rocking out on 100.5 The Cat with Allison Chains.
One more.
This is Crumb from Nitro Circus. I feel like that you can't distract me. This is Crumb from Nitro Circus on 100.5 The Cat, rocking out with Allison Chains.
Oh, God, that was good. All right, I'm going to quit torturing you.
No, I didn't torture me.